Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Champion Sam Crowley, your host of the number one motivational show on iTunes. Hey, got a story for you today. Do you mind if I tell you a story? Sure, Sam. Tell me a story. What's going on? Well, hey, yesterday's podcast was all about getting up off the mat, part one, part two. And I was thinking, what was one of the – look, I failed so much, I don't even know. Trying to count them is just ridiculous. I think counting the times that I haven't failed would be much easier than trying to say, let me think of the times where I've actually failed. Isn't that every guru, though? Oh, let me speak to you about the few times that I've failed and what I've learned from them and how I've never failed since. Bunch of crap. You ain't failing. You ain't trying. So let me take you back to 2008. Some of you listening to this show may even been at this event. It was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was the MC of a three-day personal development event. And I was sharing the stage with the likes of Dr. John Maxwell, who I'll get to in just a minute. Amazing speaker, author. I mean, look, the guy has sold millions of books. And if you've ever been in business or sales, the book that is very popular, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And one of the quotes, I think it was from that book, was, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. How true. Isn't that true? At least I think it's true. So anyway, it was 2008, and I was going to host the event all 3 days. I had a tuxedo, man. Oh, another speaker, Coach Carter. You ever seen that movie, Coach Carter? Great. I think it did over $400 million, almost probably $500 million at the box office. Really great movie. If you've never seen it, rent it. He was there, the actual Coach Carter was there, the guy that they did the movie about. And Laurel Langmire, she's a great speaker. She was at the event. So really kind of a who's who of really great speakers. And then there's me. I just got started in my speaking career. And I did it for free just to get the exposure. Like any good speaker should be out there getting yourself recognized, noticed, just so you can say, hey, I shared the stage with Dr. John Maxwell, with Coach Carter, with Laurel Langmire, and a whole host of other individuals. That's how you get those other speaking gigs, you know? Throw yourself out there. Hey, by the way, if you're listening to this podcast within a few days of my speaker sales summit coming up January 30th online, it's a two-hour speaker training for anybody, and that should be you, looking to monetize their message, go to speakersuccessvault.com, speakersuccessvault.com. Sign up and get your 60% off. This is Speaker Success Vault. It's an online speaker program. And once you do that, you'll get that. You'll get all the bonuses that go with it and your ticket punch to the sales speaker summit that we're doing Saturday, 12 noon to 2 Eastern time. 12 noon to 2 Eastern time. Go to speakersuccessvault.com. That's where you'll see the live webinar I did, and it is recorded now, and the $3,500 case study I did with Liz Cruz, who sold $3,500 to a room of less than 10 people. Okay? Anyway, it's 2008, and my whole time I'm thinking, geez, I get to meet John Maxwell. Wow, I get to meet John Maxwell. This is awesome. I needed to wear a tuxedo for 3 days, and so I did what anybody would do that didn't have a lot of money and certainly hadn't worn a tux since the last wedding I was in my 20s. I rented it, but I wasn't going to go to the store and, you know, do that, and I needed something to get me through. So I think I went to the local store, tuxedo store, whatever, men's store. Got measurements done, went online, typed them into the internet, and then I bought a pair of the shiniest damn shoes you'd ever seen. I mean, these things would make a Marine blush, okay? These things were so shiny. Like, you needed sunglasses to just for the glare that came off them. $10. 10 $1,000 for a pair of shoes. And then I needed a different, I wore the same tuxedo jacket and pants for 3 days, and I changed the cummerbund and the vest. That was the only thing. So I bought an emerald vest, I bought with a matching cummerbund, and a maroon and black. That's what it was, okay? Man, I was looking pretty spiffy, by the way. And so I had the tuxedo, I had the vest, the cummerbund for 3 days, and I had the shoes. So I was ready to rock and roll. When I got the outfit, the tuxedo, in the mail, and I think I paid all in, I paid the same amount of money as if I would have paid had I rented it. That's why I bought it online. I paid like $80 for this whole thing I'm telling you about, okay? And the reason I'm telling you this story is to just talk about failure, getting up off the ground, and also what goes into, you know, I'm not an overnight success, unless you consider 20 years an overnight success. And you're not going to be either. But when, you know, you really have fun with life and what you do and you don't take yourself too seriously and you don't, you know, get too down when things don't go your way, you have a lot of fun. You look back and you laugh at these things. I mean, God, hard to believe it was 8 years ago. So I had to pay my own way to Atlanta, pay my own hotel room, buy my own tuxedo. But I got to say that I was the MC of this event with a few hundred people there. Okay. And so when the tuxedo arrived in the mail, it didn't quite fit. Would be a huge understatement. The coat was a little big. If you're familiar with David Byrne, the Talking Heads videos in the 80s, that just put that vision in your head. If not, just picture a really oversized coat. And the pants could have probably fit two of me, all right? And I weighed a lot more then than I do now. I was probably 20 pounds more heavier then than I am now. The pants, yeah, it just wasn't working. The shoes, though, whoa, these things were shiny. Tighter than a drum, though, around my... I didn't get a chance to try any of this on, mind you, okay? So the shoes were, like, cutting off the circulation in my ankles. So I had really tight, shiny shoes, a pair of pants that were a little too big, but they adjusted. They had those sliders on the side where the belt goes, you know? So I kind of got them to adjust okay, but it just didn't all feel like it was fitting. I say, hey, no big deal. It's only 3 days. I'm going to meet Dr. John Maxwell, Coach Carter. I'm going to MC this thing. Get to put it on my media kit. It's all good. First day I get there, it was great, a great event. I got a chance to do what I've always wanted to do, you know, make people laugh, get them inspired, set up the next speaker. There was just speaker after speaker after speaker. And so day one came and went. The tuxedo made it just fine. So hung up the coat, hung up the pants, crashed Friday night, got up Saturday morning, put away the black cummerbund and bow tie, went with the emerald cummerbund and bow tie. And fired myself back down to the lobby, got a chance to meet Coach Carter and Laurel and all these other great speakers, did the MC thing, wrapped it up at night, boom, done, crashed, hung up the tuxedo in my room, away went the emerald, out came the maroon bow tie and cummerbund for Sunday, the last day and the day I get to meet Dr. John Maxwell. Now, I was a fan because I read his books, you know? So... he was going to speak around 1 o'clock, and you could see him coming, I mean, from a mile away. He had throngs of people following him, looking to get autographs and photos and things like that, because he was really the headline speaker the whole weekend. So I was going to introduce him. It was probably around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's one of the very last speakers. I think he was the last speaker before the host of the event got up there and did their thing. So this was it, my big chance to introduce Dr. John. So I get up in front of everybody, and they've been waiting the whole time, really, to hear from him. The only thing standing between them and him was me, all right? Guy with a bad haircut, bad tuxedo, 20 pounds overweight. And trust me, by that time, I was also ready to call it a weekend. I was beat, man. I was exhausted. It was a lot of work to MC that event. So I introduced Dr. John, read his bio, and I had it memorized because I think, you know, if you're a good MC, works the crowd. They get everybody keeping motivated and all that. And then they also know a lot about the speaker, so you don't have to read the intro. I mean, look. I've had people introduce me that I swear they did not read my introduction until literally that minute they were introducing me. It was horrible. It was something like this. It was like, and our next speaker is one guy called me Stan, another guy calls me Dan. Anyway, Sam Crowley, who is the owner of Everyday, www.everydayissaturday.com. Like, oh my God, I wouldn't even want to listen to this guy. So I introduced Dr. John. He comes out, looking great in the tux again. I mean, day three, it's the greatest $80. I mean, if you think about it by day, it was less than $30 a day to wear this baby. And that's if I never wore it again. And the shoes I wore for a while after because they never lost their shine. I don't know what they did. The shoes were kind of like plastic, and it was wild. $10 for a pair of shoes. They shined for that entire summer. So what I did was I introduced Dr. John, and he came walking out, and I went to shake his hand, and the old sliders on the pants gave way, meaning they snapped. In translation, my pants were headed south faster than if you tied a cinder block to them, down. So I caught them, thank God, with my left hand in my pocket. I caught my pants, and I went to shake. It was actually my right hand because this is how awkward, all right, this was when John came out to go out and speak on the stage. We were both there on the stage, and he went to shake my hand to thank me for introducing him, and I gave him the old left hand crossed over because my right hand was in my pocket holding my pants up, or else the entire audience would have been seeing boxer shorts, okay? And my pants would have been to my knees. So I reached around with my left hand and kind of gave him the – think about that, though. I mean, just think about that for a minute. You come out, and you're John Maxwell, and you go to shake somebody's hand, and they give the old twist, corkscrew handshake with the opposite. I mean, he must have thought my arm was in a sling or something, like, or I didn't even have an arm. Like, maybe I lost my arm. Because who goes and reaches for the right hand with their left? It looked so dumb. I mean, it looked dumber than dumb. And I was. That's why I was dumb and dumber. That's why I was dumb and dumber combined. Pants to the ankles, bad haircut, tuxedo by now. I mean, the coat wasn't even, I mean, I'm surprised the coat didn't fall off me as well. Done. The tuxedo, done. I walked off stage. Guy goes, "What the hell was that?" I go, "What do you mean?" Trying to play it quick. What was the handshake call? I go, it's just, John knows. John knows what it was all about. He's like, "Oh, okay. Between you guys. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got it." So I ran up to my room, and I don't know where I got safety pins from, but I got them. I got them from housekeeping or something. I stuck like 7 safety pins in my pants just to keep them up tight together, and by the time I was done, I was walking like a mummy back down to the event and trying not to stick myself everywhere below the waist with all of these safety pins I had in my pants. It was so ridiculous. So the event went on for about another 3 hours. I hosted it. I mean, I took care of what I needed to take care of, and that was it. So, but I never, I rather than, here's the irony, rather than fine John Maxwell and tell him, you know, how much of a fan I was and get a photo of that. Never got a photo with him. Nothing. I avoided him like the plague. Avoided him because I know what he was thinking. This guy's goofy as all get out, man. What is up? So, big failure. Monumental failure. Imagine wanting to meet someone and meet someone and meet someone, and you get all worked up to meet somebody, and it really was the highlight of your weekend, and that happens, okay? Tuxedo didn't make it back from the trip, threw it in the garbage can in Atlanta when I was leaving the hotel. It was done. Bad karma, bad everything. But also, there's a lot of morals to that story, man. You get what you pay for, right? All the good metaphors came out. But you know what? Now that I look back, that story is hilarious to tell because the visual, man. I mean, everybody looking at us, they're really looking at John, but the pants go south, and I'm holding on with my right hand, shaking my left hand with his. Completely stupid. And you know what happened? Nothing. Sun still came up the next day. I took the flight home, laughed on the plane. No way. Told the story to the host after a while. He goes, "What was that?" I go, "There's nothing secret between John and I. My pants fell down when I was introducing him." "Why'd your pants fall?" "Cause I paid $80 for a tux." So the class were made out of plastic. It was so stupid, you know? Anyway, that was it. That was all. And I still tell people to this day, "Hey, share the stage with Dr. John Maxwell." And I leave out the part about the pants falling down. Nobody cares, man. Go out and have fun. You know, that's the bottom line. Go have a good time. If you fail, fail huge. Fail in a grand way. And then look back and say, "Wow, I couldn't fail possibly any worse than that. Sun still came up. I haven't been given 90 days to live. And my best days haven't even happened yet." So I hope that story inspires you. I have fun telling that story all the time only because it was just such a joke. It was a huge disaster. But look, if you really want to set out on doing something big and really going after your passion, You're going to run into moments like that. It ain't a big deal. You know, the only way it's going to become a big deal is if you choose to make it a big deal. And I didn't. Matter of fact, I took the opposite. Laugh, laugh, laugh. It is good for the soul. And hey, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.